2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today's Monday. It's the 9th day of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 36 degrees.
No crashes, but starting to see a couple of slower spots on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Here's a top story that'll get your attention if you're a homeowner. A house in Salt Lake County, more expensive than ever.
It's because more people from out of state are moving here. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, third quarter of 2019, home prices in Salt Lake County rose to $386,000. That's $100,000 more than just 5 years ago. It is still cheaper than Seattle and San Francisco, so people are moving here and making our prices go up. One realtor told the Deseret News he just had a couple sell their 1,300-square-foot house in L.A. for $1.1 million, and they bought a $700,000 house nearly four times the size in Draper. But inventory is still the lowest it's been in 20 years. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
West Valley police have found the body of a man in the passenger seat of his own pickup truck. Spokesperson Roxanne Vianuku says that Jesus Vasquez suffered multiple injuries, but investigators aren't saying exactly what those injuries were.
At this time, we don't have a specific person or even a description of a suspect that we could point to. That's why we're really hoping that the public can come forward.
The maroon Nissan Frontier four-door pickup was found in the parking lot of a church near 28th South and 28th West. Police hoping someone saw it driving near that location.
A man has been charged after accidentally shooting a boy riding in an SUV. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. John?
Amanda, according to his attorney, Cameron Summerhays wasn't intending to hurt anyone. Instead, he was simply negligent while target shooting toward a highway in an area without a barrier to stop shots. Back on November 23rd, Summerhays was shooting with his wife and son along U.S. 89 north of Mount Pleasant when a bullet hit an SUV traveling on the highway and wounded a 9-year-old boy. The boy survived but had to undergo surgery in order to have the bullet removed. Summerhays has since been charged with felony discharge of a firearm and also misdemeanor reckless endangerment. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Police have arrested one of two suspects they say stole a phone and then drove off in Murray, hitting a bystander along the way. 19-year-old Alejandro Esleva was booked on suspicion of assault, robbery, and fleeing the scene of an accident. Police say he was pretending to buy a phone off of KSL Classifieds when he stole it and drove off. He's also accused of ramming into a bystander who was trying to help.
Utah's massive tax reform package is going to be one of the main focuses on Capitol Hill this morning. Lawmakers say the reform would give double the amount of tax cuts than previously proposed and would create $500 million in revenue. Senator Lyle Hilliard, who's chairing today's meeting, says the state has to find better ways to add money to the state's general fund.
If all the money has to be spent for higher ed and public ed, and there's none left over for those other agencies I'm talking about, I think people would not feel comfortable with that.
However, critics say the rise in sales tax will only hurt low-income families. Hilliard says he's hoping the governor calls a special session about this tax proposal.
Let's take another peek at KSL weather with Graham Wayman. Lots of clouds today, but we shouldn't have to battle the fog like we did last week.
Yesterday's storm brought rain and then a rain mixing with snow and then snow. But the best news of all about the storm yesterday is that the skies cleared. The air quality did improve. It got much better. We were hoping for that, and that has certainly been the case. At this point, we're looking at much better air quality along the Wasatch Front, seeing a lot of green dots there.
Grant says high temperatures this week only going to be in the upper 30s and lower 40s, overnight lows in the mid-20s, and it looks like another storm comes in for the end of the work week.
House Democrats move closer to impeaching the president. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, attorneys for House Democrats meet with Judiciary Committee members today, mapping out articles of impeachment against President Trump. Chairman Gerald Nadler tells NBC President Trump has defied the investigation into the Ukraine controversy.
He told everybody in the executive branch, do not cooperate, do not answer, do not testify. No president has ever done anything like that.
He says articles of impeachment could be ready by the end of this week. A report on the origins of the Russia probe due out today from the Inspector General of the Justice Department. President Trump claims Democrats and the FBI spied on his campaign, but those in the intelligence community believe there were legitimate concerns that needed investigation. Meanwhile, investigators looking into whether the Saudi airman who opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday acted alone. President Trump says having Saudi military training in the U.S. has been going on for decades.
I guess we're going to have to look into the whole procedure. We'll start that immediately.
The airman reportedly posted online he objected to American attacks on Muslims around the world. And five have died, many reported missing after a volcanic eruption on White Island off the coast of New Zealand. Evacuations underway.
A number of people have burns as a result of the eruption.
Some on the island were tourists from a cruise ship. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.